This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's
that's
a non-movement
good.
Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should
be. I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so
it's more
fitness
of a fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
It's all right to send in your questions to me as dudes. I'm sure that we'll read them and then try to help you. Don't think on you being made fun of. Cause if you're a jackass, prepare yourself for. If I were you, Joe, it's so damn fucking dope. You'll never wanna miss any episode. So every Monday, why don't you please make way to listen to these dudes, Jake and Amir Rule. Jake and Amir Rule. Jake and Amir.
Sometimes, I guess.
They're pretty chill.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit, man. It finally happened.
Do you know what that song is called?
It's called Damn It.
I always thought that song was called I Guess This Is Growing Up.
No, it's called Damn It.
Yeah, it's called Damn It. You're right.
Yeah. Was that fucking Hoppus that sang that?
No, it was our
That's so dope, man.
It's not.
I can't believe he listens to the show. I should text him and just
Who?
Be like... I should text Mark and just say, yo, man, thanks for the song. Hope all's well or something.
Do you have his number?
No.
Oh, you just want to be able to text
if
him.
If someone could get me Mark Hoppus's number, I could text him and
Got
say,
it.
Yo, man, it's Jake. Hope all is well.
Right, right, right.
Thanks for the song.
Of course. That's actually soon becoming our new favorite theme songwriter, Josh No Joshua.
Ooh,
who's on Instagram and SoundCloud as Josh No Joshua. Love from Brazil. He's Brazilian.
Ooh, very good.
He says, hope you like it. I think Jake will appreciate it. So, thoughts?
Excuse me?
He said, hope you guys like it. I think Jake will appreciate it.
Huh?
I guess he thinks you're a Blink-182 fan.
Yeah. I'm a Mark Hoppus fan. That's why it's so awesome that Mark Hoppus wrote that for me.
How old was Blink-182 when they wrote that song? And then how old were you when you loved it?
Hmm.
Was it like a 23-year-old writing to a 12-year-old?
Well, I guess I don't know how old Mark Hoppus was when he wrote What's My Age Again? Because in that song, he specifically references the fact that he's 23.
Yeah.
I guess I imagine that they wrote Damn It when they were 21. And I loved it when I was 15.
But you also loved it when you were 21.
I mean, I love it now.
Yeah. And I'm way older.
Fine wine. It's aged well.
It grows better with age.
I guess I loved it the max when I was like 16 or 17.
Which is pretty close to like the age of the artist.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. How old is Mark Hoppus now? Like 42 or something?
Ooh, that's a good question. Mark Hoppus. I feel like Hoppus is a level of dude we can get on the show.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
He's absolutely incredible.
He's 44. Hmm. Let's see how many Twitter followers he has.
It's going to be...
You think it's in the M? You think he's got M's?
It's funny because I do think that, but I just have like this bad feeling that it's going to be so much lower. But I think it's over the... I think it's in the M's.
Good news, man. It's almost 3M.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So you think we could get that on the show? He won't even respond to us on Twitter.
Really?
I don't think so.
I think we can figure out a way to get his attention. Maybe when this episode comes out.
He did make a video with College Humor back in the day. Streeter might know him.
Is he... I don't know if he... I feel like everybody reads their tweets, even like someone like Hoppus.
Yeah, but when you're... I think when you have 3 million followers...
It's just constant.
Yeah, there are like some days where I don't read all of my ads, and I have so much. So I have, honestly, probably half the followers that Mark Hoppus has.
Yeah, wow. So much less than half. What do you... Half would be 1.5 million.
That's awesome for me. Yeah. I can't believe it. I mean, that's still pretty good. I guess maybe he will read a tweet from me.
First of all, even in your delusion of grandeur, you said you don't think you have half as many.
Right.
So you have 70,000.
So how many is that compared to Hoppus?
Well, you have, if half is 1.5 million,
yeah,
you have a one-tenth of half of that.
One-tenth of half of that.
So half twice and then a tenth.
All right, move on.
.org. I'm saying if I tweet at Hoppus the day this episode comes out and says, at Mark Hoppus, hey, would you please be on our podcast? And then everyone who wants to help us out replies to that or retweets it. Oh my God, you gotta. Then he'll think we have thousands of, I mean, we do have thousands, but he thinks if thousands of people are retweeting and commenting on Twitter about it, then we must have millions of fans.
That'd be interesting.
Little does he know, we personally asked everybody listening to find that tweet.
Well, he might find out that we are doing this now.
I don't think he'll find this part out.
I think that somebody's going to fucking spill the goddamn
beans. Well, now they're going to spill it because you told them to spill
the beans.
Don't
spill the beans.
Why'd you even put the spill beans in their head? Now some troll is going to spill the beans. All right. So nobody spill the beans. Everyone retweet and organically chime in.
Say, yeah, this would be great.
Oh, definitely.
It would be
totally.
Fucking great.
I agree. That's why it's not that terrible of an ask.
Yeah.
So find the tweet. I'll put it online by the time, hopefully, you guys are listening to this. Mark Hoppus. I assume he lives in L.A., right? Or did he?
I think they... Maybe he lives in L.A. I remember they're from San Diego. They right. might be like so rich and successful to the point where you get to like move back to it, just kind of be wherever you want.
Weren't you at a hockey game once sitting next to him?
Yeah, I talked to him at a hockey game one time.
Did you like, were you like big fan or were you like, you're everything, you're my Elvis?
I played it kind of cool for a little while and like we were just talking about stuff and I had made a joke and then... And then, like, midway through the hockey game or, like, near the end, I was like, I'm never going to get to tell him this again. So I was like, I'm a big fan. I, like, grew up listening to you. And yeah. He's like, and then he was just like, thanks. And then he didn't talk to me anymore the rest of the game.
It is funny. Like, I would do that, too, if I, like, sat next to, let's say, Larry David or Woody Allen at a hockey game. And I'm like, right. Oh, my God, I have to tell him, like... I feel such a neat. What if I don't tell him? Like, it doesn't affect him.
It's
and
not
it doesn't
for him.
Make,
it is definitely for you.
You're right, but you're why am I happy
regret
of it?
If I don't share this with him?
He has to know that I love him a lot. He has to know that. Otherwise, I'm going
to
regret it. What if I live my life and I never confess to him that I'm a fan of his?
Yeah.
What a waste it would be.
I guess it probably would have been a better experience if I didn't say anything, because then maybe he would have like warmed up to me, talked to me like a peer.
Oh yeah.
And then I could have like left and been like, Mark Hoppus was friendly to me.
Yeah, but can you imagine like saying to your friends or people that knew you were such a big fan that you sat next to Mark Hoppus and didn't say anything?
Did you tell him how much you loved him?
Nah, it didn't come up.
It was...
You had to tell him. How did you not say to him that you're a fan of him?
Like, the hope is that you get, like, validated in some real way for loving them for that long. Like,
right.
I grew up listening to you. I think you're amazing. And you get some sort of, like... that's awesome. That's why I do it. Thanks for sharing that.
Or is it the goal of like, he's like, that's awesome. We should be friends.
I don't know if I ever thought that like he was going to be like, no way. I should hang out with you.
That's cool, man. Let's do Linner.
Yeah, he would have way too many friends if he hung out with all of his fans.
2.92 million fans.
Anyway, I would love to have him on and talk about this. I bet he doesn't remember being at this hockey game.
This is what we could talk to him about on the show.
Yeah.
Find our tweet, guys. Chime in. All right. What is this? This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the interweb, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
What we do is answer people's questions. They'll email us. They're confused. They're scared. They're at a crossroad in their lives of sorts. And we do our best to tell them what we would do in their similar situation. Thousands of emails. Only the best of the best make it to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I found two. You found two in this episode.
That's correct.
Let's start with one of mine.
Okay.
I forwarded it to us, and I said question one. No, I don't know if I can find it. Oh, here we go. All right. Question one writes, should we call this guy Mark?
That's a great idea.
We're going to give this real email from a real person, fake name, just to preserve his anonymity. Mark writes, I'm writing because I don't know how to properly deal with this situation. My girlfriend and I have been dating for close to a year now, and we are really, really happy. We've known each other since my sophomore and her freshman year of college, now 4 years, and we're really good friends before we started dating. In the almost year that we've been together, we have never had a single argument because we agree on pretty much every topic you could. Recently, however, I discovered that she has been occasionally sending nudes to a Tumblr page that does a submission-based, quote, topless Tuesday. These were all photos that were sent to me first, so she doesn't think it's a problem. However, I think it is. I brought it up a few times, but I never went fully into it because I don't want to ruin our streak of never having an argument. We're moving in together within the next few months and I plan to put a ring on it soon after.
Ooh.
I feel like I should be the only person to see her naked. But she feels like it's a piece of self-expression. Please help me figure out how to bring this up to her. Love, Mark. Let's call him Mark. Interesting question. So it looks like maybe they do disagree on some shit.
I'm pretty busy right now on this topless Tuesday Tumblr.
Oh, is it a thing?
You tell me, brother.
Oh, my boobs.
It's a thing.
Look at her boobs. So I think the biggest detail here is that the pictures are of boobs, no face.
Are they?
There's some face.
It really depends.
Now there's some face, no boobs.
There's several actually topless Tuesday Tumblrs. This one's face bra.
So... I guess the topless part is sort of a stretch.
Well, all right. So anyway, start from the beginning.
The beginning is this guy gets photos from his girlfriend and she wants to express herself even to a wider audience, submits her photos to a topless Tuesday Tumblr where anybody can see the nudity.
And his problem is clear. He doesn't want his girlfriend doing that.
Yeah.
And his reason to not make an issue is because they've never had a fight.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin
the
streak.
Is the reason you've never had a fight because you're too much of a coward to bring up anytime that you you disagree with your girlfriend?
That could be a definite reason as to why people don't
fight.
If somebody's so passive, then they would never fight.
I don't think it's like a point. Like, it's not necessarily a good thing if you never fight with your significant other.
Oh.
It's the quality of your fights that matter. Like, do you have...
Not the quantity.
Do you have fights and disagreements that you can discuss rationally without blowing up at each other and
right.
understand and empathize with the other person's point of view and not lose your patience and see the fight through to the end? That's a good fight.
That's an interesting fight.
And you want to have those fights. You want to have these, like, disagreements and discussions. And
yeah.
It makes your relationship evolve. But then if you're like, oh, we never fight and I don't even want to like get into it at all. Like, that's not necessarily healthy. That's just like you guys, you know, sweeping things under the rug that.
Yeah. Never.
Get that lumpy ass rug. You're eventually going to trip on it, you know?
What was that?
That was, I made sort of, I think,
three high-pitched
joke and
sighs.
Then, yeah, and then I sort of laughed like a dolphin.
I see. That was you laughing at the joke, not somebody pantomiming somebody slipping on the rug.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. That was me laughing at my own joke as if I were like, like a dolphin, kind of like a dolphin, kind of like a monkey, like,
I see, I see. Yeah. Like a dolphin doing a trick where it's sort of making noise for the audience and maybe skimming across the top of a lake. Yeah, nearly entirely, what's the opposite of submerged? Post-merged. Yeah, just the bottom 10% sort of gliding across the top of the lake.
Yeah.
Making noises, waving to the crowd. And that's what you said at the end of a joke.
I do think it was a good point. You sweep enough things under the rug and you're going to trip over the lumps.
So the question, how about this deeper question is this something that would perturb you? And why? What's the deeper psychological thing beyond his rationale, which is these photos are meant for me only?
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I don't think that
like
they're
photos
like...
of her. They're meant for whoever she wants to share them with.
Yeah.
So, but why? I mean, I would also be a little uneasy.
I guess I wouldn't. I would also be uneasy, but not because I would be like, I'm the only person allowed to see you naked. It would be more like, what if like my parents saw this somehow? What
right?
If would they? My friends found out. What if like I don't know.
But is it them seeing it, or is it them judging your girlfriend, being like, right, hey, everyone yeah. thinks you're kind of crazy, and that's a bad look for me.
Right. I guess, and that is a weird thing, you know. In theory, it is fine. Whatever she wants to do with the photos. But I guess my question would be like, why did you want to do this with the photos?
Yeah.
What did you get out of this? We can't provide for each other.
Yeah, validation probably. I remember talking to you once about how certain ladies on Instagram just post pictures, sexy pictures of themselves. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's so interesting because I wouldn't do that. But my version of that is posting funny pictures. I always want the pictures to be funny because I think I'm funny.
Oh, yeah.
That's my value. Mm-hmm. For some people, men or women, their value is their looks. It's like, I want to just post hot photos. They don't have to be funny. They don't even think about making them funny. They just want right. to be like attractive.
Photo. Yeah. There's also the idea that you have somebody like you, you like go to shows and people come and see you and people take photos of you. But there's not necessarily a lot of like, you know, for people that post a lot of photos of themselves, what other outlet do they have of photos of them being posted?
Right.
Sort of like up to them.
Yeah. They have to do it.
Yeah.
And I also sometimes post pictures of myself that I think I look good in. I'm like, oh, that's a good picture of me. And I have to like post it, but then I have to post it with a funny caption. Otherwise, I have to like wink at everyone and be like, you can't make fun of the fact that I'm posting basically a headshot because I'm going to make a funny comment.
You posted yesterday, I'm handsome here.
My Facebook profile picture. Yeah, I wrote, I'm handsome. That's like the next level of being like, I know that you think I'm just doing this because I'm handsome. I'm going to undercut it with a joke. It's like, no, now the joke is that I'm plainly saying in the caption, yeah, I'm handsome here.
You can't
here.
Say it.
Yeah. The Eminem theory of I'm going to make fun of myself. Yeah. Tell them something they don't know about me. I don't know how we got into this. Oh, self-expression.
Yeah.
So this lady wants to express herself by posting topless photos of her on the internet. Can this guy have an argument about it?
You can definitely have an argument about anything. Who knows if you're in the right?
Right. Is there a right?
No, because it's not illegal to post photos of yourself on the internet, topless or otherwise. Well, I guess if you're underage, but she's not. So she wants to post these photos. You don't want her to post the photos.
Yeah.
I think you've got to really examine why you don't want her to post the photos. It's a hard question to
ask yourself.
Fully answer. And maybe it is just like straight up, I am jealous. I don't want other people looking at your naked body. I think that should just be for me.
That's like privilege I get for dealing with your other shit.
I think that's like a little controlling or something. Maybe it's not. Who knows? It's not really, but that's not like what I would be super concerned by.
Right.
But then you have to also, you have that discussion, you've got to be willing to have the ensuing argument because you guys are diametrically opposed on this one issue.
Foes.
Yeah.
Please help me figure out how to bring this up to her. Probably very plainly, simply stating, oh, BT dubs, I feel really uncomfortable when I see photos of your naked body on the internet.
Yeah, and she'll say, why?
And you'll say,
this is where you've already decided exactly what you're going to say. So,
but I think
whatever his reasons are,
I think at the very least bad sounding reason is because these belong to me, because I think that will turn her off. Because that seems very possessive.
Right.
Like photos of her naked body belong to you.
And that's sort of like the doofus meathead immediate response. Like, because they're my tits.
Yeah.
But like, there's a more thoughtful way of phrasing that. Like, you do feel like these tits are just for you to look at because it's a special bond between you and your loved one.
Yeah,
it's
they're a very private intimate, parts,
private thing.
Literally that she, private.
That you would imagine that you only want to share with each other. And because they're being shared, her tits are being shared with a wider audience, feel like it's diluting the specialness of seeing them when you guys are having your own intimate moments.
Yeah.
So that is sort of a long-winded way of saying they're my tits. But like, I think that you come, the pure heart rule once again rises. You say
there's only so much specialty coming out of your breasts and you're sharing it with the world and I get less of it. How do you like this live stream? He starts J-ing-O.
She loves it.
What? How can you love this self-expression? Self-love.
You've got to explore it from the most loving aspects of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think of it as like they're my tits. You can't show them to other people. You have to think of it. Why do you think they're your tits? Or why are her tits so special? And why do the things that happen to her tits and the people who see her tits, why does it make you feel good or bad or otherwise?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just strictly because they're your tits. It's because you care about the tits a lot.
Yeah, you basically can't force her to do it. You have to sort of give her your thoughts, and then she has to make up her own mind to say, you know what, the positive feelings that I get of posting my boobies aren't worth the negative feelings that I'm inflicting onto my future fiancé.
And the last thing I'll say on this is to be very patient, because just like you're trying to change her mind to not put her tits online, she may try to change your mind to let her do it.
Yeah.
Or to at least to not let her do it, but to feel comfortable with her doing it. So be open to that too.
I will say that if it's the photos of the boobies without the face, he has less of a leg to stand on.
Yeah. Well, but what if her argument is like, my face isn't in it, so it's not a bad thing. Like, they'll never find out that it's me.
Yeah.
I would say, people might find out it's you.
How?
There's like identifying things on your body. You could like find out who, like what email address submitted them. Uh-huh. There's like ways that this, if she's like, oh, I'm submitting them and it's like totally anonymous, it's a safe space.
Yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
Right. But
so she's got to be cool with like it potentially being a known fact that those are her tits.
But wouldn't that bother you less if there was faceless? Yeah, it would
bother
the lady.
It would definitely bother me less, but I'd still like want to know why she felt like she wanted to do it.
All right. Let's get to another question. Let's call this guy Travis. This one is one that
he
you
plays
found.
The drums in my favorite band.
All right. Travis writes, I'm not sure how to proceed with a really far out woman I've met recently. I think there's a real connection here. The only thing is she's dating a friend of mine.
Uh-oh.
Bum, bum, bum. Her and I always seem to catch each other's gaze. We share a lot of personal and creative stuff and tend to engage in a healthy amount of physical contact. Not to mention, she seems to be fine with our slowly increasingly flirty conversations and seemed to be cold towards her boyfriend, sometimes turning away from his affection and sticking up for me between normal guy-to-guy ribbing. I've considered that she might just be a flirty person, but I haven't seen her being like this to other guys. We've hung out once on our own, and there was some really serious conversation, like how she doesn't feel attracted to her boyfriend and how he smothers some of her favorite activities of her personality. That particular time felt a lot like a first date. We walked around a park, got coffee, went back to my place to smoke some of that wacky tobacco and chill with her cat. My friend and I are fairly good pals, but I've been seeing our friendship differently after picking up some weird vibes when I once brought a dime piece around him. How do I navigate a sticky sitch like this? Hugs and kisses, Travis.
Definitely feels like some of the weird vibes you might catch from your friend could be because you're stealing his girlfriend.
Very openly and plainly. Imagine if you were dating someone and I was just like, yeah, we walked around a park, got coffee, got high, and hung out with her cat. That wouldn't be okay.
No.
this guy also seems like he's super hyper sensitive to the point of projecting. He's like, oftentimes she'll side with me on certain guy-to-guy ribbings that I've noticed.
Yeah.
I think she sort of stole me a gaze at during one argument, and I felt like
she
was implicitly...
catch each other's gaze. It's like, you stare at her a lot.
Sometimes she has to look at you by default, by accident. This is like that Friends episode where Chandler was a better match with Joey's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, and then Chandler went into the box to apologize.
I do remember that.
But then eventually Joey told him to run after her because, you know what? Sometimes people just do belong better with other people.
And did they?
I think they ended up dating. Together.
That person was Monica.
Monica. It is interesting. Like sometimes people's girlfriends just belong better with other people, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Just by borderline by accident. Destiny, fate, I don't know what you want to call it. Like, somebody might be an alright fit with one person, but a much better fit with his friend.
Have you ever felt like that about one of my girlfriends?
Not one of your girlfriends. I wonder if I ever felt like that with any girlfriend, any friend's girlfriend. Again, what comes to mind is something that I talked about recently where I went on a few dates with someone. I'm like, you belong with my friend better than me. I've never wanted to steal a friend, but I've thought like, oh, this fit would be better with them.
Yeah.
But it must happen, right? And it sounds like this guy is very willing to sacrifice the friend to hang out with the girl. He loves the girl, and he's sort of like...
me and my buddy get along. He's your lifelong friend.
My friend and I are fairly good pals. So is there any way to... I think you can't have both.
Yeah, I think it's especially with a friend, if you... The most you can really do here is like immediately stop pursuing it.
Mm-hmm.
And like if
a natural end
ever comes up with this girl, just be like, I don't want to pursue anything until like while you're with my friend.
Oh.
And then
that's very wink wink.
Yeah. If they're single, if she's single. Then it's another hard conversation you have to have with a friend.
Yeah, like, this is kind of weird. Do you mind if I date her?
Yeah, but at the very least, that's like a weirdness that can grow to like everyone is going to be fine and normal again.
Has that ever happened in your friend group? A girl dating two guys within it?
It definitely, yes. I know that it has. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Like, or maybe like it was like junior high and then later on.
Yeah, even in our group of friends, like people have all slept with each other and like
hooked up, but like legit girlfriends,
right? Not, I can't think of anything like that off the top of my head. But it had to have happened.
Right?
It had to have.
I think the key is like how much time in between. Was there another girlfriend in between? I feel like every like 5 to 7 years, that person is completely different. So like if somebody in my friend group dated my first girlfriend, it wouldn't be like, whoa, that's kind of weird. It's like, oh, it's been like 15 years.
Right.
And we're so kind of
different
humans.
So this guy has to wait 15 years.
No, not 15, but let's say one relationship to distance himself from.
Oh, that's, I guess that's
so
easy.
So she can't be back to back.
You mean like his friend needs to date somebody else and break up, and then he can be like,
oh, maybe that's what it's more about, the friend finding someone else, because then the friend can't be jealous because he's in a relationship.
Yeah.
So like once you're a friend is with somebody else, he can't be like, fuck, I'm jealous of you, because that's sort of a slap to his current girlfriend. Is like, wait, why aren't you just happy in our relationship?
Yeah, I guess that makes it easier, but I still think that as long as the two people are single, then it's like fine. It might be weird, but it will also eventually be fine.
Yeah.
Because you can be upset and then you think like, well, I guess I have no reason to be upset. We did break up.
Right. All right. So here's what you do. Let it naturally end. It has to naturally end. You can't force the end. Mm-hmm. Stop going on dates with her, because that's going to come back. She's going to eventually say, I've been on 5 dates with your friend. And then once it naturally breaks up, wait a little bit. I say wait until your guy finds another girl. Jake says you don't have to wait that long.
Well, I guess it depends on what he's doing. Like, what if he's just like, I want to enjoy being single.
Right.
Then you're like, oh, well, shit. I really want you to, I really like you to settle down again.
With me. All right. That's it. That's the advice.
Also, it sounds like this guy just straight up wants to end his friendship with the guy and start dating this girl.
Oh, like, yeah. If you really don't care about the friendship with the guy, you might as well just go for the girl.
Yeah, I think you'll regret that, but go ahead.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. I'll answer 2 more questions, chit, chat, and the other right after this.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes, HEADGUM. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. We have returned. New Year's resolutions? Do you have one?
Fuck. You know, I failed on my last New Year's resolution.
Which was what?
Make my heel stop hurting.
It still hurts?
Yeah.
As much?
Yeah.
Zero improvement in 365 days.
There's still things that make it improve. Like when I spend all morning like rolling it out, stretching, and like rest. Yeah. I can like do things that make it feel better. Right. And I do those as often as I can. But there's still no like, I fantasize about just being able to walk and not have pain. And that hasn't happened.
Okay. So is this year, do you roll it over or you say, fuck that one, let's fucking read more?
I'm gonna roll it over. I've been like real hell bent on. I have not slowed down. So I started physical therapy on the heel now. And that's been minor improvements.
You think that if in 1,000 lifetimes you're living the last year, there's one where you've healed your heel?
I think so. I asked the doctor that I saw most recently if there was any hope for me ever being pain-free.
This is all you turn your physical therapy into actual therapy.
Yeah.
Is there a hope for me to be happy again?
He did my assessment. We did a couple exercises. He's like, yeah. So do you have any like questions for me? And I was like, will I ever be better? Is there any hope for me being able to run?
Level with me, doc.
Just shoot me fucking straight, man.
As long as I come to grips with that reality, maybe it won't kill me anymore. And what did he say?
He said yes, but that it was going to be hard work and it was going to take a lot of effort, which I'm totally down for.
Yeah, you'll do anything.
I have not missed a day of the exercises since he's given them to me.
And can he explain it? Can you explain why you have pain always?
Not really. The most anybody's ever been able to explain is just that like inflammation is really, really tricky and stubborn. And if I've had it for like many years, it's really hard to fix it.
Right.
And that my body's also been like compensating for this pain in ways that I could never even understand.
Where like your ear hurts.
Yeah, even like my center of balance has shifted from like the middle of my body to the left side of my body because my left leg has been the one doing more of the supporting.
You're constantly doing gingerly walking on one side versus the other.
Exactly. So stuff like that. And he's also testing like the way I breathe and like the muscles in my buttocks.
Oh, yeah. I saw him squeezing a few of your buttocks.
Yeah, he buried his face deep into my buttocks. He told me to flatulate.
He said, does this tickle?
Yes, it does.
Dolphin noise.
So my resolution is to sue him.
Use the cash to hire the best podiatrist in America to just put me under the knife. Cut me open and take a fucking look.
Amputate my foot. I don't even care.
Well, that's interesting. If they're like, we can cut off your foot and you would feel no pain. We'll give you a blade.
I would almost definitely be down. I don't think that they could really guarantee that I'd feel no pain, though, because I'd have to like learn to walk without a foot.
Right. Or give you a prosthetic foot that wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
That's like some sort of really low stakes episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah, I'd really want the ability to potentially go back.
Right, if necessary.
To get ripped.
You're going
to
get ripped?
I'm going to get ripped.
That's fun.
Again.
How does that differ? Are you changing it up or are you just going to continually do what you're doing?
I don't know. 'Cause it feels like getting ripped is also like kind of intrinsically tied to my foot feeling better.
oh, like you can only get so ripped on an injured foot.
Yeah, the best shape I was ever in was when I was like doing sprint training.
Right, like, running.
I haven't really been able to do that at all. And also like those explosive CrossFit movements and shit.
Jumping.
Yeah, jump rope and burpees and shit. That seems like something I really want to do. And every time I do those, it hurts the fuck out of my heel.
Yeah, have you ever straight up just tried to sprint just to see what it would feel like?
At some point over the last 4 years, I definitely have tried to sprint.
Like, what if it just hurts as much as walking does anyway?
Yeah, that's actually one of my other resolutions is to just straight up sprint and see what happens.
Just to see.
Yeah, I know that like doing burpees and jogging and jump rope did increase the pain.
Oh, that's good.
So I imagine that sprinting is going to be the same, but I'm going to sprint on the track, which is a little more bouncy.
So a lot of physical resolutions.
I'm just going to go at it. Yeah. Get after it. Yeah. What about you?
I want to just become a better person, fix myself emotionally.
I also want to make my fucking back stronger. What did you say?
I was just saying be nicer to others, try to empathize more.
Right. See my get like fucking dope clothes.
What?
I want it like really, really. I want my wardrobe to be on fleek and on point for the rest of the year. What were you saying?
I was just saying if I can just empathize with, let's say, 5 people a day, then I put like enough good spirit into
like
the world.
If I get like a new pair of shoes every day of the week,
yeah,
that's fucking lit.
Yeah, I would borderline say it's lit AF. What were you saying about fucking connecting with a homeless dude or whatever?
What's your real resolution?
My actual one is to work out more. Well, specifically, I'm working out with Billy, our really strong friend. Mm-hmm. So since I hurt my ankle, I was like inactive for 2 months. So I told Billy, New Year's resolution, I'm going to work out with you every day, Monday through Friday in January, because he works out every day.
Does he work out 5 days a week or 7 days a week?
He goes to the gym 4 to 5 days a week, and then he like does basketball and like other stuff on the weekends. So he goes to the gym nearly every single day.
Yeah, so he's exercising every single day.
Yeah, but literally at the gym every day. So I said, I'll go with you. That'll like kickstart my fitness. I'll see if I, because he did this with another friend of his. I guess I don't have to say his name. But that guy gained like 7 pounds of muscle in a month. I'm like, I want to try that.
Any fat too? Or was he already?
He was lean. He was kind of like me. Like he didn't really have any fat. And then he like shredded it, got more muscle, gained 7 pounds in a month.
Was he like super proud of himself?
Yeah, he was proud of himself.
Could you notice the difference in his body? If you saw him?
I think so. I didn't really know this friend beforehand, but seeing him now, he's all like pretty much as strong as I am, and he had never worked out before.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
He's like a lean, strong guy in general. He's like doing stuff with his hands. And
so what if, if you work out every day in January with Billy,
yeah,
that's only 1 month. Are you going to like keep it up?
That's the question. Yeah. I don't know. I'll see how I feel at the end of January. I'm like, am I exhausted and tired and this isn't worth it? Or, all right, let's fucking do this. Seeing results that I want
after
more.
It's been like a week and a half of doing it.
It's actually been a week. So we're recording this on a Wednesday. So we did Thursday, Friday, then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
So how does it feel so far?
I feel like I'm working. Usually I go to the gym and I'll like run on a treadmill for 20 minutes and I'll do like, all right, today's biceps and triceps, and I'll do like one exercise of one and one of the other. I'm like, this is good. And with Billy, his cardio is all 1 day. So there's some days we get there and he's like, all right, let's do biceps today. And we do 5 or 6 bicep exercises. Then he's like, all right, and now back exercises. And it's 6 back exercises. So I'm definitely getting more sore with him than I ever have, because I've never done 6 back exercises.
Are all these exercises targeting like one very specific muscle in your back?
Yes. Yeah.
So he's not doing like 6 exercises that are all like on your...
Yeah. He'd be like, this one is for these 2 muscles at the top of your neck. This one is for your lower back on the side. So we like pick up a weight and sort of dip to the right like a little teapot, short and stout. It's like, these are Supermans, and they'll focus on the small of your back, or like right next to your spine. And he's like, what will happen is, I don't know if it'll actually happen to me, but he said what happened is to him, he does these things called supersets, which are little sets within your sets. So like we'll do a bicep workout, you know, like 3 sets of 10, or he does 12, 10, 8. then after the 12, after the 10, after the 8, he does a, he picks up a lighter weight and just does 12 in addition to the three sets. He does like sets within sets.
Interesting.
And he's like, and those little things basically add up to like an extra day at the gym. And he's like, it's little muscle groups that like are in your stomach or in your back or in your side. And after a while, they all just combine to make, he basically like treats it as like a Voltron combining to make a tight, toned, strong, jacked body.
Cool. Bill is the man.
But he's been working out for like 10 to 15 years. Right. And I've done it for 5 days. But
so
I feel
sore. Stronger?
I think we're probably comparable at this point, just because we've both done it the last 5 days. But I'm his other, Billy's other thing is to eat a lot more protein. So Billy eats like probably twice as much food as I do. But in addition to that, focusing on protein, like milk, protein shakes in the right. morning, a lot of meat during the day, protein shake at night, like before you go to bed.
This is also. I don't know if anybody listening knows this, but Billy played the personal trainer in episode 7, I think, or maybe
yeah,
eight,
of Lonely and Horny. So you can see how quite jacked he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's sort of life imitating art. But yeah, I do feel like sore in my chest muscles for the first time ever. My calves are sore. Like we did a leg day, like properly, where my calf muscles got sore for the first time. So... follow my progress. I'm posting shirtless selfies every day to my Instagram.
Topless Tuesday.
I'm doing Topless Tuesday and Thursdays. We'll see how long it goes. So far, so good. I'm in it to win it. No regrets. 5 days in. I haven't quit yet. But there's still time. Because my other New Year's resolution is to quit sooner.
That's nice.
Yeah, pull out faster. Let's mention real quickly that we're going to Australia and Hawaii. Hawaii. On February 18th, I believe, and Australia March 18th and March 16th in Melbourne and Sydney. Tickets still available to both shows. Live podcasts / I want to say we're partying down, probably.
We're definitely going to party in Melbourne and Sydney.
So it's like a comedy show / party / night out.
I'm going to rage in Fitzroy.
That's right.
You best believe.
I'm going ham and lamb. Lamb would be a city next to Sydney, maybe, but
of
it's
course.
Not. Tickets, all that information is at jakeandamir.com or ifiwereyoushow.com.
I believe we sold out the both of our shows in Melbourne and Sydney last year.
That's true. So tickets are a limited resource. Grab Hopefully. Them whilst you can. All right. Should we answer? I think we're almost out of time because we talked a shitload about our resolutions, which are incredibly vain, just improving our physical sense. But maybe.
That's important, you know?
Yeah, you have to feel good about yourself, ultimately.
It's all about self-image.
And let's answer one last question that you sent to me that you said was good. I haven't read it yet.
Ooh, and I forget what it says.
I can't come without visual stimulation. This one?
That's about right.
Tom?
Yeah, well, Tom's not really in Blink-182 anymore, but let's go with it because he's my favorite.
Tom.
Unless Mark Hoppus comes on the show, then he's my favorite.
Tom writes, hey guys, love the show. I'm in quite a predicament and could use some advice. My girlfriend and I have been dating for around 2 years, and we've been having sex for around the same time. During that time of the month for her, she's super cool and continues to pleasure me without reciprocation. Not really down to earn my red wings. But the issue is I can't come just from blowjobs. I have to either secretly look at pictures of other girls or like watch porn with no volume or snap a pic, anything taboo, and then I do hide it when I finally come. I don't want to make her feel like she's shitty at it, and she's not, but my issue is I would like to come without it. I feel like a douche, so I would love some help. Thank you very much. Love, Tom. So this guy's looking at porn while his girlfriend blows him?
I could not believe that he's surreptitiously like watching porn on his phone while he's getting like how
you have a bad imagination.
Jesus.
Just close your eyes for Christ's sake.
Can you like Where is she just like under a bunch of covers and
listening to music? He's taking out a magazine.
Imagine just like forgetting to put the volume off the porn.
Oh my god.
Oh, pre-roll.
Sorry, babe. One second. Oh, I'm gonna not. I just really have to watch Apple movie trailers while you blow me. I can't come without visual stimulation. Can you relate to this?
No, I mean, getting a blowjob is pretty visually stimulating.
Yeah, it seems like the blowjob is doing the heavy lifting. What's getting him over the goal line is a photo?
Yeah, I don't like, think...
At worst, can't he close his eyes and imagine somebody blowing him?
Yeah, close your eyes.
That's what that Beatles song is about. Close your eyes and I'll picture... A girl fucking fixtures. That's what gets him off. A woman riding a sconce. How are the sconces in your house?
The sconces are really coming together.
And they're coming.
Sconce upon a time.
Very good. I forgot you were opening that sconce store.
We ordered a bunch of sconces for my new house, and one of them is too dim.
I always thought sconce was just the thing that you put the bulb
in.
That's
the fixture, yeah. But we got like a specific one of those
bulb.
It's like the point of the thing is like you have the exposed bulb.
Yeah.
So it's got to be sort of like a nice
bulb,
vintagey looking Edison bulb type thing. I ordered some brighter ones online. We'll see if they do the trick.
I'll
keep you posted, everybody.
At sconceuponatime.tumblr.com.
Sconceuponatime.
How can I feel like a douche. I would love some help. Close your eyes and think of something else. Don't look at photos while your girlfriend's blowing you.
Yeah, at the very... I guess, like, if you really feel like you need some sort of extra visual stimulation, maybe just, like, put something on a mantle or, like, near your bed, have a photo. I don't know. I don't like the idea of him, like, get, like... Somebody, a blowjob is such an intimate, nice gesture. It's such a favor.
Do you think a blowjob always comes with a handjob, or that's just a bonus?
Do you think
a handjob is part of the blowjob, or like not necessarily?
Maybe not necessarily.
But maybe that would help if she's
used her hand more.
Yeah, both hand and blow, two jobs for the price of fun.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely the best way to get a blowjob
is to get a handjob too.
Yeah,
Or do you have to say that, or just say?
I guess you could say use your hand, or maybe you just wait till she uses her hand, and then you say you.
I like it like that.
You got soul.
Singing. I can only come while doing karaoke.
I really think you should be able to like close your eyes. You hear people that like can't come from blowjobs and they're like, oh, I can only really come from sex.
Right.
But you never hear anybody that's like, I can't come from blowjobs because I'm not looking at anything.
The best part about sex is that I can see a picture of my girlfriend not sucking a dick. And that's what I like the most. What if he's looking at a picture of her?
That's kind of nice, but you could also just look at her.
Yeah, but her face is down. So you take
you're mostly seeing your own mom's pubis.
It's a nice, she can't get mad if you look, she looks up and you're just staring at an 8.5 by 11 inch framed high res glossy headshot of her.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you could just like take a really sexy photo of her and keep it by your bed.
Oh, that's nice. Or make a mad fold in. So it's like actually someone else. But then when she looks up, you snap it open and it's actually
a smart idea.
Some sort of optical illusion. Is it an old woman or a young lady?
Yeah, you could strategically hang something somewhere. But I just feel like you should be able to, maybe you need to change your blowjob positioning. Like, I don't know. I just don't know what their setup is.
Like, what versus what? Back versus side?
Yeah, like, maybe he's lying on his back and he's a little too rigid. Maybe he needs to get a little more comfortable. Maybe, like, the side is the way to go. Or maybe he, like, yeah, I don't know. I think that there are other factors that aren't your visual stimulation. It's something else.
Mm-hmm. So do that instead of looking at photos of other girls.
Yeah, definitely don't look at photos of other girls while your girlfriend's blowing you. That's sort of a
That's a no-no
to do.
All right. If you guys have your own stupid questions, just kidding, they're not stupid. If you have your own questions or your own theme song submissions, send them all over to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We're coming to Hawaii. We're coming to Australia. Buy tickets. Hang out with us there. Live podcasts, live shows, live parties. Do hang out. The opening theme song was written by, Joshua. This closing one was written by Hermes Winters, a lovely singing voice. Her Tumblr is chronicbedhead.tumblr.com. So thanks, Josh No Joshua. Thanks, Hermes. Thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back next week, if you can believe it, because we're back every single Monday. Thanks. Toda. Good night. Good fight. Goodbye.
Cheers.
Jake and Damir, oh, could you help me with my problem? See, the issues that I have are too complicated. I seem to lose my way, and maybe I'll just go ask Dave. If I mess up, do you think I'll be hated? I should email if I were you and listen to you too. Give me the answers to my situation, cause I need advice from a podcast agent to show. Oh, I'll overcome the blow, learn to take it well. I hope that you two guys can get me out of this hell. I hope boss is the cheese. Jake and Amir, won't you help me please?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.